Well, we want the Lord to speak to us this morning. Been praying for that. I wrote on the board, root systems. We are aware of root systems because of the things that grow all around us, aren't we? We have roots. We have sometimes wonderful roots, and if we're not careful, we'll have bad roots growing in our life, and it's up to us to let the Lord work with those things. I was thinking about roots and how that trees are planted, and you dig a hole and you dig it a certain size and you try to size it for what you're planting. And then lots of times you buy a tree or whatever you're planting there. I'm thinking of trees particularly this morning. But a lot of times you take it out of the container and the roots are all bound up inside that. And it's called root bound. And you have to kind of undo those roots, because what you want those roots to do is you want them to travel out for a number of reasons. You want those roots to bring nourishment more than just what's around that root ball. But you want them to go out and bring in water and nourishment. You want them to go out and stabilize the tree, don't you? And so most of the time, tree roots are below the surface. And you can't see them, and you and I don't see them in other people. We only know what our roots are like. But we see the effects of roots, don't we? This morning I was just meditating on these things. Roots are so important. Roots, I guess you really call it, but I was looking up to see how deep roots go. And they say that there's a tree, the greatest reported depth. How deep do you think the deepest tree root that has been recorded is? 100 feet, someone says. Let's try 400 feet. Can you imagine a tree root going down 400 feet down? That is by a fig. It's a type of fig tree. I don't think it's hundreds of feet tall, but it has a root that goes way down. And there's all kinds of roots, isn't there? There's tap roots. There's roots that go out and they spread all around. The longest total root length, can you imagine what that would be? 387 miles. Okay? I'm just telling you what I've read. And I printed it off, so you can go read it too if you want to. The largest spread of a tree occurs on a banyan tree in the Indian Botanical Gardens in Calcutta, India. And it covers 3 acres. Our whole property here is about 7 acres, I think. So almost half of the size of this whole piece of property, a root system on one tree has expanded out. And so, I was just thinking about those kind of things this morning. Roots stabilize and they feed. And folks, if we're going to have a healthy plant, it's going to have to be below the surface mostly. If we're going to bear fruit above, we're going to have a healthy root system. I want to encourage us this morning to pay attention to our roots and not allow ourselves to be surface, where the scriptures talk about every wind of doctrine comes along and blow something over. You know, the Lord wants us to become a mature man of God or woman of God. And I believe you find that in Ephesians 4. But you know, the Lord uses different kinds of metaphors, different thoughts to try to project to us the importance of things. And so this morning, as we look at the root system, I want us to think about the scripture kind of through this that says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, that means that we are reaching out for something, doesn't it? That's not necessarily what's on top. That's what's underneath. That's what's happening in our heart, in our life. We're looking and reaching for the things of God and allowing our roots to grow in that way and allowing nourishment to come up and allowing our roots to go out so that when the storms do come, that it doesn't just blow us over, because it will if we don't establish a proper root system in our life. So I want to think about those kind of things a little bit this morning. We know there's good roots and there's bad roots, and it's up to us to what we put in our life. The Lord's not going to do it for us. We're going to have to establish those things. And the growth the Lord causes, but the hungering and thirsting has to come from us. That's something we have to put forth, that effort. Ephesians 3 and 17 tells us a little about roots. It says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Folks, if we are going to be filled in our heart and our life, you know, the Lord's made every provision for that. He says here, Paul tells these Ephesians, you know, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. You know, those things have a lot of meaning to it. And I wanted to read a little bit of what Clark says here about comprehending with all saints. He says, these words are so exceedingly nervous and full of meaning that it is almost impossible to translate them. The first word, and I'm skipping some because he has Greek words in here and everything, from intensive and to be strong, signifies that they might be thoroughly able by having been strengthened with might, by God's power. The second word, to take, catch, or seize on, may be translated that ye may fully catch or take in and comprehend this wonderful mystery of God. The mind must be rendered apt and the soul invigorated to take in and comprehend these mysteries. You know, this morning, the Lord is wanting us to take in and comprehend in our life and drink in the fullness of the mysteries of the Lord. And I think that if we can comprehend, if we can spread our roots out, we'll be surprised at what the Lord has for us. You know, the word grounded, there's two metaphors there. One is that he may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded. You know, that grounded is not a garden word. That's an architectural word. It's like a foundation. In fact, it's used, I think, six places. And for some of those, it says here in Luke 6, Jesus used that same word when he said that it was founded upon a rock. When he was talking about the sand or the rock and building our life, he said it was founded on a rock. That's this same word that Paul uses here as being grounded in love. And so it's the same word that In Hebrews, it says, has laid the foundation. It's the same word in Colossians that says, grounded and settled. And so the Lord really, I think, longs for us to be filled with all the fullness of Himself. And I'm preaching to myself this morning because I want my roots. I don't want to become shallow or root myself into other things. And everything underground is shallow. And I come to church or I come to have worship and I give a little bit there. I don't mean that I do that. I'm just saying that's what can happen. And the Lord wants us to be rooted. He wants our roots to go out. He'd like for us to have some surface area, some depth, some things that stabilize us, some things that stabilize us in what we believe, in the truth. Those things come from God. They come from an underneath seeking of the Lord, and He fills our life. Those nourishing things is what establishes us in love. Because He said here that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Did you know that God loves you? Are you rooted into that? Are you rooted into that? Have you let your roots travel out until you know that God loves you? You know what this morning? The Lord wants that to happen. The Lord wants our desires to go out into the Lord until we feel Him feeding us in our soul from the depth up. He wants that. Now I'm going to ask us this morning because I am challenging us. I want to ask us this morning if that is the case in our life, because the Lord wants that to be so. He wants us to be rooted in our experience with the Lord. He wants us to be rooted in our experience of salvation. Rooted, dug deep and let our roots go out and our prayers and our reading the Word and comprehending it and asking the Lord for understanding. And when we don't have understanding, as sometimes we don't, we seek for it, don't we? You know what that's doing? That's like a root that's going through what? Through the dirt. It's not like it's just traveling through water. It's going through the hard places. It's going where it needs to go to get what it needs. And so when we are rooted in the love of God, in our experience of love with Him, and in our understanding of His love to us, folks, that's strong. That'll stabilize our life in the time of trouble. I'm just going to quote a little from John the 15th chapter. We know that chapter starts out with, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And it goes on to say, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Now, you know what? This is a little different metaphor, because he's talking about the vine and the branches now instead of the root. But he uses different metaphors to bring about his way of thinking, his ideas to us. And so he said, you abide in me. You live in me. You drink from my vine. And you will live. You'll produce fruit. You'll produce, you'll have what you need if you abide in me. And he said, I am the vine. This is John 15 and starting at 1, of course. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If ye abide in me And that word abide, he keeps saying abide. Folks, that's a dwelling place. That's a place where we live. That's where we draw our strength from him when we need strength. And he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. And so I'm thinking about this root system. My words abide in you. I've reached out and I've taken those words and I've begun to put them in my life. And look, Lord, I need some help. When I see that's talking about, I need more patience, Lord, I need your help. You know, the Lord can help us, can't he? And so his words abide in us. It has so much for us there. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. And so this morning, I want us to think about being nourished and fed and bringing forth fruit. Nourished and fed and bringing forth fruit. You know there's more than one kind of fruit, isn't there? There's good fruit and there's bad fruit. There's good roots and there's bad roots. Do you know the scripture says, and I want to turn to this in Hebrews 12 and 15. You know, we so many times are trying to deal with the effects, with the fruit, when really we need to go to the root of the matter. The scripture says one place the axe is laid to the root of the tree. You know, this scripture here says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You know, this looking diligently is more than just saying, be careful. It says, you're looking diligently, being careful to delve in to make sure that there is not roots down there that's bringing bitterness. And so instead of bringing forth the fruits of the Spirit and the good things that God wants us to have, we find fruits that trouble us. We don't like those things. And you know what? When we do, we need to look deeper than just what's happening and ask the Lord to help us to look diligently, that there not be in us any root that would cause us to fail of the grace of God. So this root of bitterness, what's it talking about? What is bitterness and what are these things? You know, if you look up Strong's, that word bitterness, it comes from the word that means acridity, especially poison. It's bad stuff. And it says, literally or figuratively, bitterness. So if you look up bitterness in Webster's to find out what that word means, it says, it begins by saying a bitter taste, or rather a quality in things that excites a biting, disagreeable sensation in the tongue. In a figurative sense, extreme enmity. Extreme enmity. Enmity is against someone. Grudge, hatred, or rather an excessive degree of implacableness of passions, not moved with our feelings and mercies and passions and emotions, as the bitterness of anger, sharpness, severity of temper, keenness of reproach, biting sarcasm. You know, this morning, I just want to read through these things a little bit, that we can look diligently that the things God has given us, that what we have in our life are roots that are founded in the love of God. They're founded deep in His passion, founded deep in His thoughts, founded deep in our experience with Him. When we need help, we've formed a channel of root system that we can go get the help that we need. Lord, I need help. Don't we all need help? You know what? The Lord wants us to have a root system that we can get the help. That's underneath. That's not something people see. The things that come up above grow out of that. That is beneath. And so this morning, just want to challenge us that the Lord wants our life to be founded in His love and in His rooted and grounded and built upon that. There is no greater principle than love. There isn't any than loving God with all of our heart. There isn't any greater principle. But you know what? We can allow roots in our heart that go out to God. We can foster those things. We can foster and take charge of what we do in our life. Or we can allow. Because you don't have to take charge of bad things. You just have to allow them. They're like weeds. Did the Lord build weeds for that reason so we could understand this? I don't know. But you know what? Weeds don't need to be taken charge of. They'll just get there, won't they? And so this morning, let's ask the Lord to give me a clean heart behind the scenes. Help me to seek You, if that means by fasting, by prayer, by intercession, by calling upon others to help me, until we can have that system that delivers to us those good things of God. Folks, many times our root systems are built in the things of this life. And we're rooted, we're well rooted in the things of this life. We don't need to apply ourselves to that hardly. It just happens, doesn't it? That's the way it works. But the Lord wants us to take charge of this area. I think about a young person when I was young. And I remember this young person could not stand one of the other young people. Every word seemed like was sharpened with bitterness. And you know what the problem really was? And later they admitted and took care of the problem. But you know what the problem really was? There was something underneath of jealousy. That they saw that person and they were prettier than them. And they were more well liked than they were. And so their roots began to build and they began to feed on that. And they began to allow that to affect them. And it came out in the fruit, didn't it? In the ugly words. The harsh thing. Was the problem the little things that was continually coming up? That wasn't the problem. The problem was that somebody had a system underneath that they were feeding on. That's what fed their life instead of the grace of God. So this morning, I want to encourage us, folks. We have to take charge of this by the help of the Lord. Allow the Lord to help us to cut off those things. Cut them out of our life. God can do that for us. He can change our heart. He can come down and give us a change in our heart. He can change our very nature. And He will, if we will allow Him to. And so I just urge us this morning to look to the Lord to give us different roots. I want to say this to the roots of anger and jealousy. And I know that this is hitting, this is not something we're not aware of, folks. We all know what we're talking about here. Do you know that you cannot have a proper relationship with your companion if you have roots that are rooted in anger, jealousy, unforgiveness, hatred? It can never grow the good fruit that we want. We have to get with the Lord and allow Him to cut those things out of our life. We have to allow His Word to work in our life. And when He says rooted and grounded in love, that means a powerful something that has happened below the surface and at the very grounding level where we are built upon that, grounded in love. Our relationships grounded in love. That means we have to let go of that root of bitterness. We have to let go of that root that would turn into bitterness. We have to let go of those things and let the Lord have them. We say, well, yeah, but it's then they will trample me. Listen, I want to tell you something. You're giving it to the Lord. That's the safe place to give it to. Give it to the Lord and let Him have it. And found our life and found our meditations and found our worships upon God's love. And let us be deeply rooted in His love. And let us be deeply rooted in the things that He has for our life. And what we will find is a whole different scenario on the surface and above ground. We'll find a whole different way. The Lord didn't limit this to certain types of people. He did not limit this to us in certain relationships. He gives this to all freely. And this is his gift to you and me. His love. He gives it to us and He wants us to feel His love. Do you know the scripture tells us in 1 John 3 and 16, it says, hereby perceive we the love of God. You know, 1 John 3, 16, hereby perceive we. Here's how we understand. Here's what starts our understanding. The love of God. Because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our spouse. It says for the brethren. You know, that's a tall call, isn't it? But that's who God is. That's what God is. And that's what God wants to put in our life. And as we allow ourselves to begin to drink and begin to partake of who God is, we're forming a root system that is built upon love. It's life-changing, folks. And so the Lord help us today to allow our roots to go down in the Lord and allow ourselves to find those things that He has for us. It goes on to say, now we perceive the love of God because He laid down His life for us. I'll tell you what, if we perceive what somebody did to us, and we perceive that, and that's what begins to be our meditations and our root system, and that's what we're drawing our sustenance from, then I'll tell you, we're going to have fighting, we're going to have wrangling, we're going to have bitter thoughts. But here, listen to what it says. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelt the love of God in him? You know what that's simply saying? The Lord wants us to just be like Him. He wants to fill our lives with this kind of love until we long to bless other people. And it changes who we are, doesn't it? We long to allow our life to flow out to others. We long to share the things that we have with other people. You know why? Because the love of God that we perceived from Him has gone way, way into our life. It's what stabilizes us. It's what keeps us when everything around us is blowing and the winds and the storms and things are happening to us personally that shouldn't be happening and from others and all of those things. And this stabilizes us because, folks, we know that God loves us. And we know that He's going to take care of us. And it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay because of that. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And then the thing that we don't really always understand is all these things work together. When we start fulfilling, taking of God in those ways, you know what? It brings a joy to our life that nothing else could. It's just a part of the joy of the Holy Spirit that he gives. That's the part that's founded maybe in our works, you might say. But the Lord help us today to grow roots that are worthy, that are strong, that are a blessing to us, and help us to be to ponder on things that are above. You know, the young lady that I was telling you about that had such jealousy? You know, she could have, and she did later in her life, she could have went to the Lord and said, "Lord, I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous. I'm just upset by this person, and that's wrong." And you know what? That's when we start getting somewhere, isn't it? That's wrong. And Lord, I want your help. You know, this morning the Lord longs to help us. I wish every one of us could just take in how much God wants to help us today. The Lord's love dwelleth in us. I want to read on down from where we were reading and look at what it says here. Maybe we've never tied this together, but he talks about, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, and whoso hath this world's good. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby know we that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Do you know, this morning, the devil will come, as he did to Jesus, and accuse you and me. But our heart does not have to condemn us. Our heart can be such that we have drawn from the Lord continually, until we know the Lord, until we know that God is walking by our side. The Lord wants to do that for us all. And so this morning, I thank the Lord for what he does in his people. And I just want to encourage us today to let the root system in our life be something that spreads out, that stabilizes our life, that feeds our life, that makes us able, in the same winds that blows all around us to everybody else it blows to, those same winds won't blow us over, because we've built ourselves on the Lord, on a relationship with the Lord, on his teachings, on his admonitions, on his word to us as we read it and we take it in, and we see it as in a mirror. We see ourselves and we take care of that. You know what we're doing? We are developing a root system that will keep us. And what is it that keeps one and not another? Folks, it's the roots. Those big storms come through and one tree falls, and right beside it another one just keeps on standing through the years. You know what? It's the roots many times. Most of the time it's the roots. So the Lord bless us this morning, that we allow the roots of God's love to just permeate our life, that we can tell our children about the love of God, that we can buy into things that are true and right. I thought about the scripture in Proverbs 23. It says, "Buy the truth and sell it not." Folks, as we partake of the Lord, and as we let our root system build in him, you know what we'll be buying into? His words, his truth, his life in our life. But I want to tell us, we can buy into other things. Do you know that if we allow roots of bitterness and unforgiveness, you know what I've noticed? You start getting an attitude. I'm going to speak from experience. You start getting an attitude and you'll see somebody in a different light. And it may not even be the true light. And if we allow bitterness and anger and malice into our hearts, I promise you, you won't see things for what it is. And the devil will cause you to buy into a lie that begins to affect your life. They don't like me. They did this on purpose. You know what? That's a lie from Satan many, many times. And we can buy into that. But the real problem is, folks, way down deep, we've got to get rid of those things that feed that. We've got to cut those roots off. Cut them off. Cut them all off. Let the Word of God work in our life. As we meditate before Him and as we pray before Him, cut those things out of our life and let roots grow that meditates on the love of God. Let roots grow that God is pleased to grow in our life. And I will tell you, our life will change when we do that. Buy the truth and sell it not. You know, the truth is that in Jesus is rest. That's the truth. The Lord wants us to buy the truth and not get rid of it and not let it go. That's the truth. The truth is that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Oh, what a privilege that the Lord has given this to us. Now, I want to say something. It's not going to come by merely floating down the stream. It's going to come the same way all good things come, with some good hard work. Is that all right? I thought this was grace. Folks, it's going to come by applying ourselves to the grace of God, letting it work effectively in our life, taking those negative thoughts that happen to us consistently to the Lord and allow Him. We may have to get help. Agreements of prayer. Folks, if we don't do those kind of things, I will tell you, we'll be taken advantage of many times. We're all the same in many ways. And the devil can take advantage of all of us, maybe in different ways. But he will do that if we will allow him to. Let's build a root system that won't let ourselves be blown over. And it won't let ourselves starve to death. What's Psalms, the first chapter, say? Something about, I'm going to read that. Listen to what it says. "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." Now that's talking about, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't take to the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't take to the hard speeches they have toward the things of God and toward the people of God. He doesn't take toward the sympathies of our flesh. But it says, "Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night." That's roots going out. That's strengthening. That's reaching. That's meditating. That's praying. That's seeking the Lord. And sometimes it's just being before the Lord. I don't know how else to say that. Folks, there needs to be some time in our life where we just come before the Lord and rest before Him. And let our hearts seek Him. And Lord, I need your help. I just need you to renew me. I just need you to cause me to be new again in my spirit. He does it, doesn't he? He just does it just like that. And it changes everything. And we haven't changed. Nothing's changed except what God changed in here. Oh, the Lord bless us this morning. Cause our roots to grow. Cause our life to prosper and bear fruit. Stop thinking on things that allows roots that cause us to be discouraged. Cut that thing out of there. Well, it's true, though. And what if? Well, I don't know what if, but I know this. I think God's going to take care of us. That's what if. I think God's going to take care of those what ifs this morning. Y'all pray for me too, that I'll stay true and that I will allow my roots to grow, that I might have something to feed others with.